100%. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. I assure you, I have finished my brackets, and I got a winner right here. We'll talk about that later in the show. We will do sort of an informal bracket contest, but I will be the winner, I suspect, because I have the greatest picks. I did them in the back rapidly before I went on the air because, you know, they're already playing games, man. You had to at least get to the 64 bracket. So anyways.
You didn't have time to go and cram them in last night?
I was having troubles with the printer. You know me in tech. I had some favored teams, but to actually, you know, bracket it out and throw them all on paper, that happened today. So I had my favorites, and now I have my winner. And don't forget, you can email in your brackets to Dom@darnwi.com. Send them to Dom. We'll make him the accountant. You know, he's got the accountancy background and all that stuff. A little bit more on Zelensky's speech today. From the reporting of CNN, a request to close the skies over Ukraine. Well, Zelensky said he was grateful to Biden for his personal involvement in confronting Russia. He made clear that Ukraine needs more help from Washington to keep up the fight. He asked the United States to step up its sanctions against Russia, but the centerpiece of his address was a dramatic appeal for help defending Ukraine from Russian aerial bombardments, including calling for a no-fly zone. The quote, "Russia has turned the Ukrainian sky into a source of death for thousands of people. I need to protect our sky. I need your help." Fully aware that a no-fly zone is something neither Biden nor most members of Congress support, he also offered an alternative. We talked about that. New air defense systems that would protect against strikes and new aircraft for his pilots to use in defending its airspace. Aircraft that can help Ukraine. Again, I quote Zelensky. Aircraft that can help Ukraine, help Europe. And you know that they exist and you have them. But they are on the earth, not in Ukrainian sky. They do not defend our people. I want to give you a little bit more on what Biden proposed today as well. Biden announced new assistance as he defends the U.S. response until now. Biden inched no closer to agreeing to Zelensky's biggest request in his remarks, but he did seek to underscore what the United States has done and announced almost $1 billion in new military assistance, which he called unprecedented. It was an attempt to convey how he was working to help Ukraine defend itself, even as Zelensky and certain U.S. lawmakers pressed for him to do more. Here is a quote from the president. We may have played some of this. "Together with our allies and partners, we're going to stay the course. We'll do everything we can to push for an end to this tragic, unnecessary war. This is the struggle that pits the appetites of an autocrat against humankind's desire to be free." Biden announced new shipments of anti-aircraft and anti-armor systems, small arms, and ammunition. If there's something America's got, it's guns. Send them some guns, along with drones that Ukraine has also been requesting. As Biden was listing each type of equipment and technology, it was evident he wanted to demonstrate exactly what the U.S. was trying to provide short of planes or a no-fly zone. The American people are answering President Zelensky's call for more help, more weapons for Ukraine, more tools to fight the Russian aggression, he said. Biden ended his speech without making any specific mention of Zelensky's request for a no-fly zone or fighter jets. So, you know, he didn't want to go there. Here's where I want to go. Jennifer Rubin wrote a piece, opinion piece, over at the Washington Post. And I want to get this started, and maybe we'll share a little bit more. And we are keeping the phone lines open for you fine listeners and CJ at 844-967-2789. What Rubin writes, the headline, "Zelensky settles a robust U.S. foreign policy debate." Rubin at the Washington Post. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky's virtual address to a joint gathering of Congress provided the sort of passion, drama, and heartbreaking pleas we have come to expect from the unlikely international symbol of democracy. Many Ford leaders have spoken to Congress, but the emotional impact of a leader speaking from a city under siege, embodying the fight not only against Russia, but also against naked aggression, was unique. Here's a quote. Again, she quotes Zelensky. "Russia has attacked us, not just our land, not just our cities. It went on an offensive on our values, basic human values. It threw tanks and planes against our freedom, our right to live freely in our own country, choosing our own future." Again, that was Zelensky's declaration. Here's where he kind of brought it home to other tragic events in American history. I read from Rubin. "Right now, the destiny of our country is being decided," he said, making the explicit connection to the attacks on the United States on December 7th, 1941, and September 11th, 2001. She writes in parentheticals, "Our country experiences the same every day." His video showing the destruction of cities would bring tears to the eyes of any decent human beings. From describing the vast destruction to speaking in the most personal terms, Zelensky noted that he's almost 45 years old, but added, "My age stopped when the heart of more than 100 children stopped beating. I see no sense in life if it cannot stop the deaths." I mean, it's strong stuff. There were several new aspects to Zelensky's message. First, while he asked for a no-fly zone or, as an alternative, aircraft to protect our sky, he sought at least the means of shooting down Russian planes. "You know what kind of defense systems we need, S-300s and other similar systems." I mean, he's listing it. "Here's what I want. Give me the good stuff. Come back with us. We always try to give you the good stuff right here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. But we expect something back from you. A, you know, like 3 hours of listenership each day. And B, the occasional contribution, the hot take on the phone lines. So dial us up, 844-967-2789. That's you doing your part for the Ukrainian people and crew and the Devils. Oh, I'm gonna get on back. Yes, I'm gonna get on back. Gonna take them all along. I'm gonna take them all along.
Without my help and knowledge, every one of you will be dead.